सभी के लिए अति हर्ष का दिन है, हम सभी अति सौभाग्यशाली हैं। आज हम सबके बीच में हम सबके वरिष्ठ भाई जगदीश उपस्थित हैं।
Brother Jagdish ji, our senior brother, and all of us from the bottom of our heart will welcome Jagdish bhai with one hand, please.
Ek hath ki taali se. Aur main samajhti hoon, aaj jo bhi Jagdish bhai ji hum sab ke saath share karenge,
whatever Jagdish bhai will share with us this evening will be very very important for all of us.
Jo umeed rakhi hai usko puran karne mein
all the expectations or hopes Baba has in us, which he will talk about so that we may fulfill it.
Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Ye class to kya hai, ये आप सबसे मिलने का
एक्चुअली
एक बहाना है।
इट्स नॉट अ क्लास बट एक्चुअली इट्स एन एक्सक्यूज टू मीट ऑल ऑफ यू। इट्स एन एक्सक्यूज टू मीट द डिवाइन फैमिली बिकॉज एवरी मेंबर इन द डिवाइन फैमिली हैज सो मच लव फॉर द सोल एंड It's only once in a year that we meet together in Madhuban. Therefore, I wish that we all meet and it is the best method, a very good method for our happiness and also for our progress. When we meet each other, we share knowledge. When knowledgeable souls meet or when yogi souls meet, they meet either through the drishti first. But for how long can they meet through the drishti?
And then
they chat on different topics of knowledge. They talk about yoga so that the soul experiences benefit, progress, and the time is used in a worthwhile way. All of us, of course, make efforts, but each one has his own way of making efforts, his own specialities, his own achievements, his own experience that enables him to make efforts, and of course all that is very precious for that individual and for all, and therefore it is very important that we share that with each other. Keeping that in mind, I got an opportunity to share with you about my experiences of yoga.
आप सभी योग का अभ्यास करते हैं,
all of you practice
योग,
you experience also योग, all of you are yogis.
परंतु बहुत दफा भाई बहन जब मिलते हैं,
very often when brothers and sisters meet each other or they meet me, they say, Jagdish bhai, I don't get very deep experiences of yoga. I've like stopped where I was. I'm not able to progress in yoga. We have become yogis. We are not bhogis anymore. That's all finished. We are God's children. We are Baba's children. And we are not just children, but we are obedient children. We try to obey Baba at every step. But then what is important is to go into the depth of yoga, and also to not just swim, but go into the depth of it and experience bliss and bliss and bliss, and power and power within. There should be such an experience which all of us aspire for. Yes, sometimes we do experience, but
रोज का अनुभव नहीं है,
but it is not our
और उसमें भी
everyday experience.
कल और आज में
and,
कोई प्रगति हो, पिछले साल और आपके
also
वर्ष में
also there should be progress every year. What I was last year compared to that, I should be better this year. That's not that much experience, I think. That's what some tell me. And They say, we hear about yoga, we practice, we like it, we are happy to hear about these things. We also feel that we are progressing. But then, the experience of yoga, the deep experience of yoga, that we don't get.
And
Baba has told us different reasons why we don't experience
that.
Baba has also told us what obstacles come in our way.
And
also Baba has mentioned about different
aids
which we can practice to get to go into the depth of yoga or to get deep experience through yoga. Well, they are in their own place. We listen to them, what Baba says, we understand them too, we try to practice, but then we don't feel that we are reaching that level, or we don't reach that level up to which Baba expects us to be. That's what some tell Jagdish Bhai. And what I think Jagdish Bhai says is that we do churn, but in that churning which I have churned on the basis of maybe Baba's touchings or my own experience, I have jotted down a few points which I would like to share with you today. Let it be any experience, either it's experience of yoga or any other experience, there is one element or component, one special thing to note in that is, and that is detachment. When we are in this process of experiencing, at that time we are like absorbed in that experience. And we are detached from other things. The more we are detached from other things, the more we are able to go into the depth of that experience. We do get detached, we do get the experience on the basis of that, but then it's vice versa too. If there's experience, that helps us to get detached. When we are detached, then we get experience. So detachment and experience are interdependent. They feed each other. But then there is no doubt that as all of you are experienced and you do have experience of going into, of getting detached, and we do give a lot of emphasis on detachment. But what does detachment mean? Detachment doesn't mean that we are detached from our bodily relatives. That was easy to be detached from, because when we came to Baba at the beginning, we came to know what attachment is and what vices are and what all these things are. So we came to know about them very well. But then from time to time, Baba has told us many deep things about attachment. Attachment is not just towards Lokic relatives alone. Baba has been saying right from the beginning that you have to be detached from the body and bodily relationships. It's not just bodily relatives, but be detached even from the body. You have to be detached from your own body. It's actually easy to be detached from bodily relatives, but then to be detached even from one's body, that is important. That is a very important factor, because we have to actually ultimately be freed from even our cage of the body, isn't it? We are like, we are flying birds, as Baba says, but we are in this prison or cage of the body. And everyone says the same thing. Even the Buddhists say this. The Chinese, the Jains, the Buddhists, the Lama, the Tibetans, or even Patanjali Raj Yoga, as it is taught by Patanjali. They talk about Dhyan and Dharana, and Samadhi means going into depth, and Pratyahara means detachment. So the Eightfold Raj Yoga detachment is a must. If you want to go into deep experience, if you don't want to experience, then that's another matter. If you just say, I'm a soul, you may keep on saying, I'm a soul, you may even sing that, I'm a soul. It's like a parrot, you know, saying something but not understanding what it is saying. You'll get the experience only when you really get detached from the body and also detached from this physical world. And Baba has told us different methods for getting detached from the body. For example, Baba says, children, you need unlimited disinterest. What will we get through unlimited disinterest? There will be total detachment then from bodily beings, the body, the bodily beings, the bodily objects, etc., everything. Because we are on the path of yoga, we call ourselves yogis, we have kept a very good aim in front of us, we have given our whole life to that, we are giving our time to it, and so we should be engrossed in it to get the achievement. Otherwise, what's the use? If we want to really achieve something, we have to do that task wholeheartedly. If it is not done wholeheartedly, then even the fruit is not whole or complete. Therefore, as Baba says, you have to have unlimited disinterest. You have heard about this several times from Baba. But then Baba has told us different methods for that. And very often we do not use those methods or adopt those methods because we are too much engrossed in physical things. Whether one is living in Delhi or in any other city, any other big town, actually every town was called Puri. Puri means a place, you know. So this body is also called, used to be called Puri. Puri means place. So this body is also Puri, like the Shiv Puri, Brahma Puri, Vishnu Puri. So the soul lives in this Puri, the body. So Purush, the one who, God who lives in this place of the body, and this world is also Puri, where human beings live, and we are surrounded by bodily beings, we are surrounded by physical things. How can we avoid them completely? We can't, because there's nothing but physical things around, physical beings around. Not just that, but even the gods and goddesses whom we worship or whom we praise, they too are bodily beings, and they so much physical entity of physicalness has entered our intellect. Therefore, we have to now be detached from all that. That's actually the highest stage of yoga, in which we are totally free from anything physical. There's nothing in between the soul and the Supreme Soul, not just the body, but not even other bodily beings or physical objects, not just all that, but not even this physical world in between the soul and the Supreme Soul. We have to be freed from all that. So how will we be freed from all that? Where do we have to go in order to be freed from all this? So we must know where we have to go, because after being freed from this, we have to go somewhere, is it not? So Baba says you have to go to Paramdham. In Paramdham there is no bodily being, the physical world doesn't exist there. That's why in Gyan it is said that one is the physical world, the other is the subtle world, and the third is the incorporeal world. And in that incorporeal world, there are no bodily beings. It's only after the soul is liberated that it goes to that world. There's no question of body in that world. So when He is sitting in yoga. What does Baba say? There are songs to be on this. Because these songs also pull attention towards Baba. There's a song in which the words are, the body is here, but the mind is there. So that soul world, which is called Paramdham, in that world there's nothing but light and light and light. And that light is not the light of this world. The light which we see here, which comes with the help of electricity or through solar energy from the atomic reactor.
Not
that kind of light.
Divine light.
Well, that's a divine light. Baba says that element is the sixth element beyond the five elements. It's the element of light, nothing but light. There's only light. It's the element of light. So you have to go into that world. Then only you'll be detached from the body and this physical world. All at one time will be left behind when you go to that world. And you can go there in a second. And when you reach there, you will experience so much bliss, because it's a unique place, and therefore the experience of that place will also be unique, won't it be? That's the experience of yoga. What is the meaning of yoga? We say yoga means the meeting between the soul and the supreme soul. Therefore, that home, which is called Shivpuri, in that world there is just one Baba and me and none other. So when that happens, that is called yoga. This comes through practice. It comes through unlimited disinterest. In the Gita, it is written in very beautiful words. Arjuna is asking God, "Oh God, this mind is so naughty, it keeps wandering, it's like a naughty horse, how to control it?" Then God tells Arjuna, "Arjuna, it's through practice and through disinterest. Virag and Abhyas. Virag is disinterest and Abhyas is practice. And both are interconnected. If you practice one, if you practice, then it will help you to have disinterest. And if there is disinterest, it will help you to practice. So both are interlinked. We have to go that far to that world.
This is
called yoga. So the two things, time and space. Space is not alone. Space is linked with time. Time is not alone, it is linked with space. Both are interconnected, and the scientists talk about different factors of this world, the black hole and space, this universe. That they have their own concepts. But
that world which
the scientists do not know, that is the soul world. So that's where we have to go. It's a world of light. And in that world of light, we are like the twinkling stars as we see the stars in the sky. And that's success. Possible through practice, and you will get success. No efforts are ever go in vain. No effort is lost. You keep doing. Don't lose courage. And as much you do, that much you will get evident fruit. Immediate fruit, as Baba says, this yoga gives immediate fruit, evident fruit, the future fruit, that is there, that's fixed. But then the immediate fruit is now, one evident fruit of that is bliss. There is no better experience than bliss. Bliss is the highest form of experience.
So space se hi keval nahi, time se bhi.
It doesn't come.
Space and time. ये दोनों रिलेटिव हैं,
यू नो टाइम एंड स्पेस आर रिलेटिव, दे आर इंटरकनेक्टेड, वी हैव टू टेक अ रेफरेंस पॉइंट
कैलकुलेट करें
फ्रॉम वेयर वी स्टार्ट टाइम, फ्रॉम वेयर वी कैलकुलेट टाइम, लाइक इन द फिजिकल वर्ल्ड इन दिस ग्लोब वी हैव द मेरिडियन, वी हैव द लॉन्गिट्यूड द लैटिट्यूड, एंड ऑन द बेसिस ऑफ दैट वी कैलकुलेट टाइम एंड स्पेस.
तो सो टाइम की बात अलग है, स्पेस से आप पार चले गए.
सो टाइम एंड स्पेस आर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, बट दैट वर्ल्ड इज इज बियॉन्ड टाइम एज वेल एज स्पेस.
संस्कृत में,
इन संस्कृत,
परात पर,
दैट्स कॉल्ड परात पर, मीन्स बियॉन्ड टाइम एंड स्पेस, बियॉन्ड एवरीथिंग व्हाट यू कैन थिंक ऑफ.
वो वहाँ हम चलो,
सो यू हैव टू गो टू दैट वर्ल्ड, इट्स एन अनलिमिटेड वर्ल्ड.
किसको कहते हैं
अनलिमिटेड? व्हाट डू वी मीन बाय अनलिमिटेड?
लोगों ने स्टडी करने की कोशिश की,
पीपल हैव ट्राइड टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इन्फिनिटी मीन्स, दैट्स अनदर सब्जेक्ट.
कि हमारे हिसाब से बेअंत क्या है?
बट
माफ कीजिए लोगों,
आई एम सॉरी to say that many people have, you know, misinterpreted so many words, and this is why there's so much confusion. There's a very wrong understanding of things. For example, the word Hindi word be-ant means no end.
No end.
Ant means end, and be means without. So without end. But without end what? End of what?
So, आप कहेंगे टाइम के,
so if you say beyond end of time, well, that means it's eternal. Soul is beyond time because it is eternal. So when something is beyond time, means it is eternal. It is a tiny, subtle point of light. But where time is concerned, it is beyond time. There is never a time when the soul did not exist or it will not exist anymore. So that's called eternal, immortal, imperishable. And this is called concerning with time. The other is concerning with space, unlimited or beyond space, beyond time. Something very big, very big, very big. No limits. Well, you will say this is not unlimited.
उससे आगे और है.
देर मस्ट बी समथिंग बियॉन्ड दैट, मे बी ऑन द लेफ्ट, मे बी ऑन द राइट, मे बी अबाव, मे बी बिलो.
मैथमेटिशियन,
बट और मैथमेटिशियंस
इस लाइन के,
और दोज हु बिलोंग टू फिजिक्स टू,
कोशिश किया है समझने की.
दे हैव ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट्स द मीनिंग ऑफ इन्फिनिटी एंड व्हाट्स द मीनिंग ऑफ इन्फिनिटेसिमल. So what's the meaning of infinity and infinitesimal? So infinity and infinitesimal is in consideration with space and time. So we have to go beyond that. We have to go beyond time and space. This is why Baba says that Paramdham, the soul world, is that world where death doesn't come. Death doesn't come there. The word Kaal has two meanings, because Kaal means death and Kaal also means time. So people, some people, you know, they can't go into the depth of that. But we have to give a new turn to all these words, to the understanding of these words. So that soul world is a world where everything is beyond time and space. So when we experience yoga at that time, we should go beyond time and space.
Space, not time.
And beyond death.
You are somewhere else.
Beyond.
वो दूसरा एक अनुभव होता है.
So you are beyond काल.
वो अनुभव योग का.
No time, no space, no death.
हम soul consciousness, body consciousness.
We talk about soul consciousness and God and body consciousness.
Soul consciousness.
At length,
soul consciousness.
We say we have to be soul conscious. We have to be soul conscious.
ज्ञानों के प्रवचनों में.
In Baba's murlis and also
soul consciousness,
when the sisters give lectures, they talk about soul consciousness.
योग सोल कॉन्शियसनेस नहीं है.
बट योग डजंट मियरली मीन सोल कॉन्शियसनेस, इट इज मच मोर, बिकॉज सोल कॉन्शियसनेस इज,
मेरे को ये कॉन्शियसनेस हो गई कि सोल है.
Is there, but that's in the beginning. I know I'm a soul, and I become soul conscious that I'm not this body, but I'm a soul. But that is not yoga.
Consciousness of what?
consciousness of what? Soul consciousness. What does it mean? Consciousness of the soul. But then not just I'm a point of light, but from where have I come? Where do I have to go? What is my role? Whose child am I? Which are my original qualities? All the consciousness of all that is called soul consciousness.
अगर हम केवल यही कोशिश करते रहें कि मैं आत्मा हूँ,
if I just keep making efforts of becoming soul conscious by saying I'm a soul, I may fill notebooks with the sentence I'm a soul, though of course it won't go in vain. Everything is useful, but then the experience which Baba expects us, that will not be there. Because when Baba says, you have to understand, who am I? Actually, the essence of all the scriptures, Upanishads, Vedas, all the scriptures talk about, who am I?
What am I?
Some say something, some say something else. It's like, you know, in a garden, there are many like birds, each bird chirping its own note. That's what the sannyasis or the saints and sages speak. There is a story on this, you know, that one sparrow was saying making. There's a story on this that once a bird was singing, like, so someone asked another man who was selling vegetables, what is this sparrow singing? So that man said, he's saying that this is ginger, chilies and all that, that's what the sparrow is saying. Then a beggar was asked, how much are 2 and 2? And 2 and 2, so the beggar said, 4 chapatis, 4 rotis. Then that person said, why do you want to say chapatis? I just asked, how much is 2 and 2? He says, what's the meaning? What's the use of just saying 2 and 2 equal to 4 unless I get 4 chapatis? So just saying 2 and 2 equal to 4 makes no sense for me. I need chapatis. I need rotis. So every person has his own way of interpretation. So what we have to do is to go beyond this physical world. I'm a soul, I'm a light, I am might, I am pure, I am eternal, I am immortal, I am pure. People use different words for this. The word Buddha doesn't mean Mahatma Buddha only, but Buddha means complete, Buddha means perfect, Buddha means total, complete, intelligent. Soul is capable of thinking
and deciding,
discriminating, interpreting, speaking in English, and so on. It's called Buddha. Buddha means it comes from the word Buddhi. Buddhi means intellect. So the one who doesn't understand is called Buddhu. So Buddhu and Buddha means very sensible, very wise. And Buddhu means beyond that. Opposite of that. So if I'm not able to progress in yoga, I'm not able to get new experiences in yoga, I'm not able to go to the depth of the experience of yoga, it means that I've not understood yoga at all, though I may say yoga as many times as I like, but it's not of any use. I will not be able to go where I want to go. I'll divert from the subject of yoga, but this was important for it. Supposing you imagine, imagination is a very good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's good. You have to imagine. To imagine Paramdham, you haven't seen Paramdham with the physical eyes, and you can't even see with physical eyes anyway. But when people go into trance or whatever Baba has said, you have to imagine about Paramdham. And Baba says, you have to imagine. What does it mean? Imagine. Image in. This is what imagine means. Image in. Even the word imagine.
This is of your imagination.
Imagine word has been misunderstood, you know, when the word imagine is used sometimes in a very wrong way. Please don't imagine things, but imagine has a very deep meaning. Image in. They think what is opposite to reality is imagination, but imagine is a very, very, very deep word, because all the big scientists, they had to imagine first before they really went into experiments.
So imagine kar sakte
so
hain param dham.
First we have to imagine it definitely.
Light ko, Shiv Baba ko.
We have to bring the light of Shiv Baba in front of us. We have to bring the light of the soul world in front of us. And for that we have to go beyond everything. All can't imagine.
Itna bhi chahe,
it's even if they want to, but it's not that all can imagine. There are different reasons why they can't imagine. It's not that they will never be able to imagine. They will be. There are possibilities of their beginning to imagine too, but maybe at this time they're unable to imagine.
Hindrances hain,
there are hindrances in front of
them.
And that's why they are not able to imagine. Baba talks about leakage and wastage. These things don't allow them to imagine. That's another factor. But then, what happens when we give sorrow to someone? When we give sorrow to someone, we make others weep. It's not that we don't give them happiness, but then we give them sorrow. Maybe sometimes when we give sorrow, we don't even maybe not say words, but our attitude, our behavior, our look, and our thoughts, all these things also give sorrow. Because others will think that this one is getting jealous of me. This one is not allowing me to progress. Whatever I say, this one just stops me. This one does not want me to do anything. This one is too greedy. This one wants to take away everything from me. This one is coming in my way. So, it's very true that if I have any thoughts of hatred or jealousy, then others will feel that automatically, and because of that, our imagination power will not increase. Because there's link of the minds of other souls with our mind too, isn't it?
And जो करते हैं उनको करने दीजिए.
If someone wants me or tells me that see this one is thinking ill of you or this one feels this about you, so forget him. You don't care about him. You do your job. But then we have to make sure that no one even thinks ill about me. There's a story about Kabir. You know, his house was very close to a butcher's shop, and he had to pass by a butcher's shop to enter his house. Every morning when he would come back from the temple to go to his house, the butcher would be there killing animals and, you know, putting them for sale outside his shop. That was his job. So when
Kabir
used to see that, he used to find it very strange. And just imagine he had to be in a temple and he was engrossed in bhakti, and there when he comes home, he sees the butcher killing animals then he used to question, why is he doing like this? Why is he doing like this? So he was sort of trapped in these thoughts. Why is he doing like this? Every day he used to go to the temple. Every day the same thought would come in his mind. Why is he doing like this? Without fail, the same thought would come in his mind when he would pass by the shop to enter his house. So one day, what happened was that he explained to himself, "Oh Kabira, oh Kabir, see your hut is near a butcher's shop. Your hut is near a shop where the butcher is cutting the throat of animals. Everyone will reap for what he does. Why are you sad? Everyone will reap for his actions. Why are you sad? each one acts savitam. You be detached. Kabir is telling himself, you be detached. You have to change your attitude. You have to change your outlook. So Kabir is telling all this to himself. So when his attitude and outlook changed, then his stage also changed. But before that, he used to keep saying, why is he doing like this? Why is he doing like that?
कई लोगों ने उनको श्रापित किया हुआ है
यू नो
जैसे बहुत से लोग ब्लेसिंग देते हैं बाबा की हमको ब्लेसिंग मिलती
है बाबा टॉक्स अबाउट ब्लेसिंग्स एंड कर्सेस डजंट इट सो देयर आर सम पीपल हु कर्स
श्रापित किया हुआ है
एंड सम पीपल हु गिव ब्लेसिंग्स इन व्हाट वे
दुख देते हैं दुख देते हैं
दे आर कर्स्ड हु आर कर्स्ड Those who give sorrow. So to whom they give sorrow, they curse them. You know, because from the heart, that word of sorrow comes. Ah, it's a word of sorrow. So in the olden days in India, you know how they used to melt iron? They used to do it, you know, or locally with their hands. So when they would bite, when they would just start the fire, that fire would make a sound, you know, it's like a curse. Oh, this one has given me so much sorrow. People commit suicide when they cannot tolerate the sorrow being given to them. So how can such a soul who is being cursed ever be able to fly to the soul world? How will he experience himself to be an angel if he's being cursed by others because he's giving sorrow to them? And there are also others who may not be giving sorrow, but they don't do anything good. They're unable to take good wishes of others, they're unable to take blessings of others. So without blessings, without good wishes, also one cannot experience to fly. That's why Baba says, give away in charity, donate knowledge, donate virtues, do service, serve others. The religion of a Brahman is to serve, is to donate, is to give away in charity. If today, during the whole day, you haven't done some charity, you are not a true Brahman. Waking up early in the morning and sitting in Baba's remembrance, that's all. So doing and coming to the class, that's not enough for a Brahman. A Brahman has to serve. A Brahman has to give away knowledge, virtues and charity to others. We have to share, we have to donate. For Brahmins, there are different signs. One sign is that a Brahmin is the one who's always giving. So serve others, you with words, serve others, give. Don't become a miser, don't keep it with you only. If you give, you will get more, your intellect will become better. You will be able to do better yoga, otherwise you will not be able to do yoga.
Intelligent ban jaoge, buddhi ji
you can become intelligent, you can people will tell you are very wise, very sensible, many qualities will come, but you will not be able to do good yoga. For that you need a lot of spiritual income. Yoga itself is an income, but then you earn an income through yoga, and if you don't do that income, then you will not be able to do yoga. So one factor is which slackens as we move along, that is detachment. I'm going to tell you different factors. One factor is detachment, which we slacken sometimes as we move along. We need unlimited detachment. Complete detachment. Nothing belongs to me. Everything belongs to Baba. I've surrendered everything to Baba. Nothing belongs to me. Mine is just Baba. Baba and one none other. Baba is my world. When this thought develops or it grows like fire, then see how much intoxicated you will get. So one is detachment, second is absorption. The mind should be absorbed in Baba.
Jis cheez mein jitna aapka man absorb ho jayega,
if the mind is absorbed in something, and as much it is absorbed, on the basis of that, you will get the experience. The experience or the absorption should not be superficial, it should be very deep. Very deep. Nothing else should be in mind. Baba calls this
Lagan mein magan.
Lagan mein magan means totally lost in love. Lost in love. Totally absorbed in love. Nobody has given this type of definition of yoga. To be deeply absorbed in love. First you need love for Baba. I belong to Baba. I want to become a yogi. I want to remember only one Baba and none other. And then the eyes or the mind's eyes should see only one and none other. This Baba and none other. I'm a soul in the soul world. I'm light. I'm might. With Baba, I am in bliss. I am in peace. You have to create that image of yourself. I have to fulfill my aim. I have to reach my target. I will never go away from it. They say for Rajputs in India that Rajput is the one who never goes back from his thoughts, from his words. He's like Angad. Baba calls that in the Murli. Angad, Hanuman, all these are the very special souls. They have meanings. Angad.
Ang
means the parts of the body.
Ang.
They are called Ang.
Da mana dena.
Da means to give. The one who surrenders every part of his body, his limbs to Baba, his sense organs to Baba, to that one, no one can shake. Ravan cannot shake him, Ravan cannot move him. So the story of Angad, how Ravan tried to move his leg, but he couldn't. It was so strong, so stable, so fixed. That's why Baba wants us to be absorbed in love. Baba uses the word lagan me magan. Magan means absorbed. Lagan means love, so lost in love, absorbed in love. There is an example of someone who was deeply absorbed in his work, in his job. So there are many people whose name is Magan Mal. But talking about Magan means absorbed. So,
Magan Mal nahi.
Not Magan Mal. Mal means dirt, filth, rubbish. So we don't have, we don't need that, but we need dhun. That's a Hindi word. Dhun means totally absorbed. You must have seen in India there is a, you know, people weave cloth. Nowadays there are machines, but then in the olden days they used to do at home, weave at home. You know, they used to take the cotton wool and then weave the cotton wool and make it into thread. And they used to have something in their hand and they used to just beat the cotton wool. They had an instrument with them. With that, they used to remove the threads from the cotton, and the sound which used to come when they would beat the cotton would be dun, 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 dun.
So,
and there's a saying on that, that I will wash you, I will clean you, just like the cotton wool is cleansed.
So,
that means, that is, I will finish your very existence.
So,
means change you, transform you. So, and the one who does that job, he hears the sound, dun, 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 dun. And so there's a saying on that, he wants it to be done. Actually, the person is reading, he loves that sound, dhun, dhun, dhun. He loves it because whole day he's hearing that sound and he loves that sound. And one day when he's sick and is unable to go to weave, then even when he's sleeping on his bed, he'll keep saying dhun, 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 because he's so used to that word, that sound of dhun, dhun, even though he's not working. And then his legs also will be working, you know, like working as Jagdishwar is inspired to do all that. Not inspired in an ordinary way, but inspired in a deep way. The more we are inspired, the more the better will be our yoga, for better quality. Sometimes, you know, brothers and sisters, when they're sitting yoga, they feel it boring. They feel it's become routine life. They're not able to find any change, any newness. They want something new, some novelty. So they hear, they read, they listen, but they don't get anything inspiring, which would enable them to be pushed. Baba says, you know, in the olden days, people used to light fuel, wood, they used to bring food from the woods, and they would light that fuel with the wood. Then after that, it would, the fire would extinguish, would become less, and they would put more wood, more fuel. And then again ignited. So this the same thing comes in our mind too. Before the inspiration would be, yes Baba, I will do everything. Then afterwards that inspiration decreases, the degree of inspiration decreases. Then we need to ignite more fire in it. So unless there is an inspiration, the yoga will not be heightened. It won't be of a good quality. Baba talks about Bhagat Mala, the rosary of devotees. There's a long list of them. They have their name, you know, big list. Their names are printed too, but then all the big saints like Vivekananda, Ram Tirth, Ramakrishna, Swami Yogananda, saints of such type, they were inspired souls. The moment they would speak, it would be felt that these are inspired souls. There were many who were believers of monism. Soul and God are the same, and they would say, Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahma, I am Shiva, I am God. Shivoham. Baba says that's not true, because we are not God. So though they were inspired in a wrong way, but they were inspired. Adi Shankaracharya, the founder of sannyas religion, one day he was sitting on a hilltop. He wasn't feeling well, and he was, you know, sitting in the sun. So, but he was so absorbed in his tapasya, that short a lifespan he has written. He wrote so many books. They say that one day he was sitting on a hilltop in the sunshine, and there was an earthen container, and one lady was selling, yogurt which was in an earthen container, and she was saying, You can buy yogurt from me. You can buy yogurt. Dadi lelo means buy yogurt. So Shankaracharya heard and Shankaracharya said, okay, give me, I will buy. And the lady said, fine, take it. Come and take it. He said, I can't come down. She was at the bottom of the hill. And she said, I can't come. He said, I can't come down because I'm not well. The lady said, oh Shankaracharya, I am Brahma. That's what you say. I am Brahma. I am Brahma. And you are so weak that you cannot come down the hill. You want me to come up, but one day you will have to come down. You can't be sitting on top of the mountain. I am a woman and you want me to come up? You can't come down, you have to come down anyway. Then Shankaracharya said, yes, you have taught me a good lesson. Yes, you are my guru, my mother. That's what Shankaracharya told that lady. Then he remembered, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahma. And he got up. You know, these sannyasis, what they do, they have a trishul, means like a trident, you know, three speared arrow. Then he stood up with his trident and said, yes, Aham Brahmasmi. He got the inspiration and he went down the hilltop. So the thought came, who am I? And look at me, I'm saying that I am sick and I can't go down the hill. Before I used to say, who is the mother, who is the father, who is the brother, all these are false relationships. Just remember Govinda, remember God, all these are false physical relationships. Then he started saying, this is what I've been saying and look at me today, I can't go down. Actually, though I've reached the hill in a physical way, but I've not risen in my consciousness. And again, he got up with his trident and said, Aham Brahmasmi. And he went down the ladder, went down the hill to take yogurt. The story of Hanuman too. Hanuman felt he was sick and he couldn't do anything. Then he was told, come on Hanuman, you know who you are, you can do this, you can do that. And Hanuman got up. There's another example, I don't know what name he mentioned. He had to attack someone, but then this is in history. Lakshman Dev, he said, I cannot attack. But Govind Singh told him, come on, get up. What are you doing? You know, what's your duty now? See, the enemy have come and they are attacking and here you are sleeping. Get up. So Lakshman Dev was resting, he was lying. Govind Singh told him, come on, take this sword and get up and save your country. Are you a human being or are you an animal? Get up. And you have to fight. You have to fight because he was inspired. So somebody inspired him. So without inspiration, he was just lying down. And for that viragi, even in Sikh prayers, it is there. He's speaking Punjabi. It is in Vahaguru, that means that you need inspiration. So Banda Vairagi was a person, and so actually he got so much inspiration, but then the enemies, they peeled off his skin. How much pain he must have got, and he removed his skin, and they made him roll in the hot sand. Before that, the people, his enemies, they said, we will give you this, we will give you this. They sort of, you know, enchanted him, like they tempted him. We will give you this. He said, no, I don't want to be tempted by you. Bharat is my land. I will not allow you to attack my country. So, just like a flame of a candle, if someone is hurt by that, how much pain he gets. But that person, his skin was peeled off and his body was rolled in the hot sand, but still he did not give up. He said, he fought. He said, I will never give up.
I must sacrifice my life.
He's speaking English. So, I must sacrifice my life for my country. So, inspiration works. I should be inspired in within. I will change the whole world. I will bring Satyug. I will change humans into deities. We, the Ganges of knowledge, will purify everyone. We will finish the vices forever. There should be that inspiration. So in life, inspiration is very essential. How can we be great yogis? Can someone be a yogi without an inspiration? We like to take a lot from God, but can we take it just like that without really doing anything?
You have always to pay something, I tell you.
You have always to pay something, remember.
You have always to pay something. In one form or the other.
In one form or the other.
Something in reward
if you want to get a reward in some form or the other. So in life, inspiration is very important. What has happened is that we have become, like when someone is without inspiration, he is sort of...
Kumbh ke mele par 2.5 crore aadmi, 3 crore aadmi aaye.
In the newspaper that it written,
3 crore
people, 30 million people came to the Kumbh Mela on one day.
So,
but how much did we serve those souls? Those souls are wanting to get Baba's message. 35 million people came on one day to the Kumbh Mela. Well, we just read in the newspaper and that's it. But what did we do after reading the newspaper? So if there isn't the inspiration coming in my life, then life is dead for me. There's no difference between a dead person and a live person if there's no inspiration. If you would ask me, or if I would ask someone, what's the difference between a dead person and a live person, you will say, Jagdishbhai, don't you know even that much? The one who is able to breathe, he is living, and the one who cannot, who is unable to breathe, who is not breathing, is dead, but that's not the meaning of living and dead. If there is no inspiration, even that living person is as good as dead. Because as much as inspiration within you, that much will be your experience. Your experience will depend on the kind of inspiration you have. You can't separate inspiration from experience.
Watch.
Try to analyze, observe and watch. Any type of experience, if you want to have, it has to come through inspiration. Supposing you become courageous, bold, I want to do this, I will do this. Your cowardice has vanished and your boldness has come in you. But how did the boldness come in you? You got the inspiration that made you bold. That made you get the experience of boldness. So experience comes through inspiration, through emotions. Experience depends on emotions. If the emotion is not there, the inspiration isn't there, then no experience will be there.
चलते फिरती लाश को अनुभव नहीं होगा जिंदा दिल आदमी को अनुभव होगा जिंदा नहीं
अ पर्सन
जिंदा दिल
डेड दो अलाइव विल नॉट गेट एनी एक्सपीरियंस बट द हार्ट शुड बी वार्म शुड बी फुल ऑफ फीलिंग्स शुड बी फुल ऑफ इमोशंस टू गेट एन एक्सपीरियंस देयरफॉर आवर लाइफ शुड हैव some inspiration, something to inspire us. We hear history of Shivaji, his guru Ramdev, his mother told him whatever the mother used to tell the son inspired him. She used to tell him, son, I have great hope in you. I have great hope in you. Good child, sweet child. I have great hope in you. And the son would say, mother, what type of hope you have in me? Just say, I have hope, but what type of hope you have in me? What do you want me to do? Then she would say, see that rock, see that rock has a flag of the Mughals. And they have conquered India. Now you have to go and conquer that. You have to bring down that flag and put the flag of India there. Then you will fulfill my hope. Can you do that? And Shivaji was inspired. He said, mother, I have drunk your milk. Why do you make me feel ashamed? I will die, but I will do it before that. Then he created a group of little children, and he didn't have an army, but they were young children. He made an army of them, and he did, you know, as he used to say, charge,
charge,
he used to say. And come on, go ahead. And those young ones, the young children. I don't think he spoke in English, but I'm sorry I spoke, come back. He didn't speak in English, but he used to teach them how to drill, you know, how to be strong. He used to make them sit on horseback and ride. So I don't think Shivaji knew English, but
he didn't do.
But so he had his own way of making his young ones inspired. So then the Mughals caught him and put him in prison. And whatever they did,
may happen, I don't mind.
He said, I don't mind whatever will happen, but my mother has told me that this flag must go, and in its flag,
I will do this.
The Bhagwa flag means the orange flag should come. So he made all the Marathas. He brought them together, the little young child, because he felt inspired. And his emotions were awakened. He came to know what he had to do. What do I have to do? He told himself, and he knew what he had to do. Some people don't know what they have to do. It's a Sanskrit word, kin karta vimud, means I don't know what to do.
So,
they say everyone is mad to some extent, because he says something which people think that he is mad. But it's a Sanskrit word, kim kartavya vimud, means what to do and what not to do. In that, there is no understanding, not knowing what to do and what not to do. Every day question will come, what to do, whether I should do this or not do this. I have this money, should I give to Baba or not? See, this bhuj, I have to give money, should I give, should I not give? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, you know, question will come all the time. should I give, should I not give? So, always a question, always a question. Then you say, oh, maybe not now, maybe later. When Baba says all the five elements will do their work, okay, maybe not all five together, but when two or three will work together, then I will give. Why not now? Because maybe I'll need it later. Should I do, should I not do? So always doubting. In Shakespeare's dramas it comes to do or not to do. That's the Sanskrit word, kim kartavya vimod. Always doubting, always in a confused state, but that's not what I should be. I should have noble emotions, I should have divine emotions. I have to give benefit to all, I have to give Baba's message to the whole world, I have to give my bones in this. I should not just think of taking rest.
Baba कहते मुझे रात को नींद नहीं आती.
Baba used to say, I can't get sleep sometimes because Baba's children are there in the whole world, such a big world. How will the whole world get Baba's message? Brahma Baba used to say this sometimes. Children, you go to sleep, you get sleep, but Brahma Baba can't get sleep. Sometimes Baba would ask the children, child, did you get good sleep? And they would say, yes, Baba, I got good sleep. Because they felt that Baba would be happy if I say that, Baba, I got good sleep. Every father is happy when the child says, yes, Daddy, I had good sleep. And then Baba would ask, did you get deep sleep? Then they would say, yes, Baba. But then in the class or in the group, when the group would be in front of Baba, Baba would say, children are able to get good sleep. Children are able to get good sleep. See, this is it just this Brahma who is going to give message to the whole world? The whole world needs to get Baba's message. Will it be only this one who will do that? You are his arms, you are his mouthpiece. If each one of you doesn't know what you have to do, then how will you serve the world? How will the world be served? So Baba used to inspire the children. How can you get good sleep? How can you say that I got good sleep? Who will serve the world?
So
it's not just yoga that's important, but then
one step
there should be an inspiration, there should be like boosting in that stage of yoga, for that stage of yoga. And I was talking about emotions, there is need of love.
It is loveful and purposeful.
And what is yoga? It's loveful, purposeful remembrance of God. Baba gives this definition too of yoga. Loveful and purposeful remembrance of yoga, of God. Both these words are very important. Loveful and purposeful and remembrance, all these three words. If there's no love for God, go and sleep. Don't disturb your sleep. You will never be able to do yoga. If there's no love for God, okay, take a quilt and go to sleep. What's the use if there's no love for God and you sit in yoga? It'll be of no use. You need love for God to sit in yoga. How will the love come? That's another subject. It's a separate subject. Who are not able to have love for God, they should know the method. And if there is love, yoga is there all the time. You think and you are there. Baba says, remembrance is like a pilgrimage. Nobody has ever said that yoga is pilgrimage of remembrance. See, Baba uses such unique statements. Yoga is pilgrimage of remembrance, and pilgrimage is common. People go on pilgrimages. They spend so much money. They do many things on a pilgrimage. But remembrance is like a pilgrimage, and you go so far. You go to Paramdham in this pilgrimage. You remember. You reach Paramdham. You experience Paramdham. So it's pilgrimage. And secondly, it should be loveful and purposeful remembrance. There should be an experience of love. purity. That's our purpose, to take the complete inheritance. If the purpose is not known, if the aim isn't there, no aim and objective, then what's the use of yoga? At the beginning, we used to make people fill form. What made you come here? What's the purpose of your visit? So, what's your aim and objective? That's very important.
Purposeful
remembrance and loveful remembrance. And remembrance, these three words, that's yoga. If something is lacking of the three, then yoga is not possible. You will never be able to go into the depth of it. If the purpose isn't there, of the love is not there, if remembrance is in there, then that's not yoga at all. All the three are important. Aim and qualifications are interlinked. If there's no aim, no qualifications. If you don't have the aim, then qualifications can't come. If qualifications are not there, the aim will not be achieved. The example of Lakshman. Laksh means aim, man means mind, so the aim of the mind. Sita also has a meaning. Every word has a meaning. All the words are meaningful. That's their role, and that's why they've got that name. Lakshman means the mind with an aim. The one whose mind has an aim, he is Lakshman. So people worship Ram, but nobody worships Lakshman. They talk about 14 years Ram was in the forest. Nobody told Lakshman to go to the forest, but he, because of his love for his brother, he went in the forest with his brother and sister-in-law, brother's wife. But that's, of course, definitely great, no doubt. But how did he do that? Lakshman, aim of the mind. He gave company to his brother. So who's Ram? God. Who will be able to give company to God? The one who has aim of mind. Ram and Lakshman had to Baba had to face so many tests, but who continued to be with Baba, who faced the opposition, those who were real Lakshman, those whose mind had the aim. Therefore, all of us are Lakshman who have the aim. And without emotions also they cannot be yoga. It is said, what's the meaning of remembering God? Is removing from one side and putting on the other side. Is there anyone who will raise his hand when he is saying that I don't know to take out this thing from one hand, one side and put it on the other side? Everyone will know, even a small child will know to take one thing from one place and put it to the other side. Sometimes he loves his mother, then he will love his father, then he will love his friends, and then then his mind gets diverted to so many places and people. Though his yoga keeps changing, his interest keeps changing, his remembrance keeps changing. So that's what Baba says. You have to now change all that and take it to Baba. Why does Baba call this easy yoga? Because you don't have to do any penance, you don't have to stand upside down, you don't have to stand on one leg, you don't have to hold your breath, you don't have to do all that. The only thing is you have to take your intellect from the world and take it to Baba. Don't you see destruction is is in front of you.
Baba
tells you, every day in the Murli, whatever you are seeing in front of you will fall down like playing cards. Nothing will remain. Aren't you able to understand? Baba says, if you are able to understand, then why don't you do something? Who will remember Shiv Baba, the one who understands all this? So this is what we have to pay attention to. And after that comes conviction.
So,
inspiration, now conviction. I need to be convinced. I need to have faith, conviction. I may have the faith that destruction will happen today. So today the faith is there, tomorrow. I say, how can destruction take place so soon? Science is progressing so well. The world is progressing so well. How can destruction take place so soon? The faith dwindles. Not just the faith shakes, but the human being also shakes. His whole foundation shakes. So, conviction and courage of conviction. One is faith. And then the courage in that faith. They should go together. One is I have just the faith, but then I should have the courage to maintain that faith. Faith should not be taken lightly.
The idea is the most powerful.
Idea is the most powerful thing in the world. It's very subtle. We say the soul is very subtle, but more subtle than the soul. We say soul is a point of light. The point of light comes in front of me. Point of light is also quite big. More subtle than that too. More subtle than that. More subtle than that. Go deeper, go deeper, go deeper. Go more subtle, more subtle. But so many ideas in a soul. How many ideas can come in a soul? The ideas can never end in a soul. In 84 births, how many thoughts must have come in our minds, and how many roles we have played, how many parts we have played. What happens before we perform an act? An idea comes in the mind. I have to do this in the form of a thought. The idea comes. So what is idea? Many, many ideas, all are in the soul. So the idea is even more subtle than the soul. Soul is very subtle, but then the ideas are created in the soul. So they are even more subtle than the soul. Idea is the most revolutionary, most powerful thing. All the changes which have happened in the world, any one who has done the change of their science or art or whatever, whoever has brought the changes, is all based on idea. Maybe some did not listen to their idea, but later on understood the idea, but ideas never die because they come from the soul. As soul is immortal, even the ideas are immortal. They never die.
They hover in the atmosphere, don't think they are gone,
they are dead. It's not that if a person dies, the idea is also dead. No, the idea continues to live. The body of a person may die, but the idea of a person lives.
So, that idea in our mind, when it came, what is the soul, what is the Shiv Baba, what
is. So, when the idea comes, what is the soul, what is God?
और फिर कहता है हाँ मेरी समझ में आ गया.
When he understands, he says, yes, now I have understood.
तो ऐसे ऐसे करते हैं.
Now I understand. But some, you know, they just touch their head and say, oh, I don't think I've understood.
लेकिन वो आइडिया को दिमाग में सेट करते हैं.
It means they're trying to set the idea in their head.
वो आइडिया या वो निश्चय जो है.
So.
That is the most
idea or faith is the most valuable thing you have.
Don't lose it.
Don't lose it.
It is your personal property.
It is your personal property.
It's very valuable.
It's very valuable.
उस आइडिया को काम में लगाओ.
You have to make use of that idea. The weakness of your idea is your weakness.
You become weak when the idea becomes weak.
You become weak when the idea becomes weak.
If you have courage, it is because you have conviction.
You have courage because you have conviction, and if your conviction is strong, you are strong.
The Vietnam people threw out the Americans.
The Vietnam
Why?
People threw out the
those
Americans
persons,
because those small stretched persons, the Vietnamese
see,
with the typical hat on their head. See their pictures?
Whatever was done with them, they had that conviction.
They had that conviction.
It is our land.
It's our land.
We will rule it. Outsiders not allowed. We will win.
We will win.
Even against the greatest power.
We will win.
And therefore they won. They had this conviction.
And this conviction gave them courage. And this courage gave them victory. So just imagine.
So ye idea.
This is the idea, the faith. Baba says faith. When I came in Gyan first, at that time they never used to say yog. They used to say sit in Nishtha. Nishtha means faith actually.
सबसे मिलने का मन था और वो संकल्प पूरा हुआ.
I was wishing to meet everyone, and now my that wish is fulfilled. I have been able to meet all of you, and all the brothers and sisters who are sitting here. I have great love and respect for all of you, and this is why I'm more happy. You are very experienced, very near to Baba. You follow all the principles, the disciplines which Baba has given, and therefore I'm so happy to meet all of you. You heard whatever was said, you may take whatever you like from what I have said. Thank you very much.